When I was just 19 years old, I used to work for an office, you know, a regular office. And in this office, of course, there were many workers. And I don't know why, I don't know how, one day, one singular day, you know, not very special day, just an extra, just an ordinary day, actually, I received a book as a gift, as a present, you know. One person, one friend came to me and said, "Hey, Bruno, this is a gift for you, you know. I thought, or I felt that I should give it to you, and this is a gift to you, you know. This book helped me a lot, and I hope it helps you a lot also." And when I received the book, I was like, wow, nobody had ever done this for me, you know, never. So I was quite surprised, quite astonished, you know. And I was like, oh my God, why did he do that, you know? I had never asked him to give me a book, or had never asked anyone to give me a book. But he simply gave to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot, and I'm gonna give it a try. And then there was a day that I had to take my girlfriend, nowadays my wife, to a doctor's appointment. And the book was in the car, and I started reading, and I was like, holy crap, what a great book. And when I saw, I was already reading the 30th page, and I just kept going, and I could never stop. So I basically, to cut a story short, this book changed my life when I was 19 years old, because it expanded my horizons and gave me a new view, you know, a new vision of the world, especially when it concerns financial education, investments, and etc. You know, the name of the book is Rich Dad Poor Dad, or Pai Rico Pai Pobre in Portuguese. And anytime a person asks me, "Hey teacher, which book should or must I read?" I say, like, Rich Dad Poor Dad is a must read, definitely. And I always give this book to anyone that asks me, like, "Oh, can you lend me the book?" I'm like, "No, I cannot lend you the book. I'm gonna give this book to you, you know." Because when I received this book as a gift, I made a promise, I made a commitment to myself, like, whenever someone asks me a book or is interested in a book, I'm gonna give this book to this person, you know. So I always love doing this, and I have lost the calculus, you know, how many books I have given to other people, you know, students, friends, family members, and etc. So yes, reading is definitely super duper important. And if you do not read, man, you must, you know, or you should start as soon as possible. Okay, so now I want to give you a view, you know, on how I read. Some years ago, I used to read books like novel books, story books, you know, anecdotes, and like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and other books of this style. But for some time now, I believe from some years now, I've been reading just books that help me develop myself personally and professionally. Professionally, especially, you know, like business books and business content books. The most recent one that I've just finished is storytelling, or the art of storytelling, you know. It's a topic that interests me a lot. And yeah, nice book, really nice book. Positive experience. And this book, differently from the others, I read little by little, you know, step by step. As I say on Instagram, step by step, you know. 10 pages one day, 5 pages the other, 20 pages in the other, step by step. And something very interesting that happened is, I generally, when I'm reading, I generally follow the ciclo do aprendizado efetivo. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know what it is. That is, basically, I divide my studies in 3 phases. Phase number 1, absorption. Phase number 2, synthesis. Phase number 3, retention. And so, again, absorption, synthesis, and retention. That basically is, in phase number 1, I just read, you know, just read, or I just absorb the content that I am exposing myself to. So if it's a reading, if it's a listening, I just read or just listen, you know, that's it. And phase number two, I answer some questions, I deduce some things, you know. I make some questions to myself like, wow, what does this mean? You know, what is the book telling me? And then on phase number three, I draw. I draw or I write a summary, um resumo, a summary of this book, you know. And this book especially, I've just done phase number one. I've just absorbed the content. I did not do the synthesis or the retention. Neither the synthesis nor the retention. And I'm going to be honest with you right now, the moment that I'm telling or talking to you, I don't remember many things of the book. That's crazy, right? I've just finished. I finished the book yesterday, but I don't remember many things from the book. So I definitely, or you and I definitely have, must follow the ciclo do aprendizado efetivo. Absorption, practice or things synthesis, and retention. That is basically a review, you know, when you draw, desenhar, or write your conclusions in a paper. So I will for sure do these two steps in the next few days. Well, I'm going to be, the next point about this book is that I felt a little bit frustrated because I had a high expectation. So pay attention, you know, in your expectation with books, because sometimes we get some great reviews like, wow, it's definitely a great book. And then you get the book, it's not that great. So choose books that you like. Choose books that you want. Because if you don't do that, you're going to get frustrated, you know. And that's not the intention. Reading is something that takes time. Reading is something that helps you. And, well, I super, I mean, advise, suggest, recommend you read. But beyond that, you know, I not only advise, recommend, but I can tell you, I can assure you that my life just changed because I've read a book. So please, if you don't read, if you do not read, start as soon as possible, ASAP. This is going to transform your life, your profession, your family, and I'm sure you will never regret the nunca vai se arrepender of this, okay? Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.